Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 25. And the Bible text is from 2 Corinthians 5:20. It reads, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." 2 Corinthians 5:20. And the title is called An Ambassador for Christ. One of the wonderful things about coming to know the Lord is that I am never alone. God is with me. And that's very wonderful for me to know, because there are times and my feelings that I can be so into me. You know, what am I feeling? What am I thinking? What are other people thinking? What am I supposed to be doing? All of those things. But to know that God has given me purpose and place, that is what is settles me down to do the things that God calls me to do. So this 2 Corinthians 5:20 says that I am an ambassador for Christ. I have heard people say it another way. They have said that we might be the only Bible that some people read, that there are people who don't even know about the Bible. There are people who don't even know about Jesus. But there is a universal language of kindness, that when a person is kind, sincerely kind and loving to another person, it breaks through a lot of barriers. And when you think about it, you know, we all are human beings created by a God, and He really has a purpose in place for us. He wants us cleaned up, because we come into the world with a sin nature, and He would love to take that away, but it has to be our choice, and I have chosen. And I can tell you that the reason I did choose, I was about to use the word lured. I wasn't lured as much as I was attracted to do that. I suffered a lot inside, you know, quietly on my own. I think there is a worldly saying that says that, you know, many people live lives of quiet desperation. Well, I was definitely one of those quiet and desperate people. I didn't like bringing a lot of attention to myself, but I did have a lot of turmoil inside of me. And in terms of Christ's ambassadors, there were many people who lived their life as shining stars, as it speaks about in Philippians, in Philippians 2:14-16. It says, do everything without, you know, arguing, that we may become blameless and pure children of God, without fault. And I could see that there were people who were not like the people in the world. They were not contentious. They were not people who were prone to argue and wanting to push their point. They had a gentle and quiet spirit about them, and yet they were highly efficient in whatever it was that they were doing. And they were not clamoring, you know, again, for the attention of other people. And those people really were drawing to me. And one thing I didn't learn about a few of them is how they believed in the Word of God. They believed in the Bible, and they read it, and they let it transform their mind and their life. And after a while, actually, after I had hit enough walls, I became willing to listen to the message that they kept proclaiming. That message was very simple. It was about Jesus Christ and giving our life to him. And I think I had hurt enough that when I heard it, it penetrated and it became something that I knew I needed. And I did. I gave my life to the Lord. And I have never regretted that decision. In fact, I think back and it was the decision in my life. And shortly after I gave my life to the Lord, I was also encouraged to read the Bible. And first, when I heard that, I really couldn't understand why I needed to know the whole Bible. That was the encouragement, to read through the whole Bible. And I didn't see a need for that, why that was very important for me to do. And yet I could not get it off my mind that it was something that was on my mind a lot, to the point that I decided just to get it off my mind that I would read through the Bible. And as I've shared before, my first reading through the Bible was done where, on my way to work, I would be listening to it on my little tape player they used to call a Walkman. I would have a little Walkman. I was living in New York City, married, had four kids, and I was a teacher. And I would be listening to that on the way to work and the way back. And then when I got home, I would get the Bible out to find out what I had read and underline it. And I could not help but think about it, because that's the way the Bible is set up. It does convict us. It convicts our heart. It helps us to see the things that we are doing that are not godly. And I can remember, now keep in mind, I had already made a profession of faith. I had already decided to follow Jesus, but the Bible gave me the training that I needed. It was definitely a training manual for me. And the more I read and the more that I learned, I look back now and I see that I was indeed growing in peace. I was becoming peaceful, less what I call squirrely. Less worried about things. I'm also less striving, you know, stop striving for things. I just, that was over for me, you know, that striving. And that I was, you know, very, very grateful for, you know, just to have that peace in the Lord. And I just, again, very grateful that the Lord sent his ambassadors to me, and they showed me by their life what life really was about, you know, the meaning of life, and they pointed me to Jesus, and they pointed me to his word. And yes, I want to be that ambassador for Christ for others. I do. I want that in my life. As well, I want to be that person for the Lord. And so I know that I cannot be running to something that I know is wrong. And even before I became a born-again believer, I was faced with the wrongness of what I was beginning to do with the food, and what I had done with the food. But for the longest time, I did not face up to it. And I became willing, though, to face up to that truth. It became very obvious because I was a binge eater. I would binge, and after every binge, eventually I would feel horrible. I would feel spent, and life became more and more meaningless after revenge, and I knew that that could not continue. And that was when I got involved with 12-step program. And, you know, a lot of times when I think about 12-step program, people think that, you know, I am criticizing them and getting on them and whatever. And I know that for a person who does not know Jesus, that a 12-step program is probably one of the better things that they could do. It helps them to break out of isolation, and it does get them thinking about faith, having faith in someone bigger than themselves. The problem, though, is that I believe that the devil has probably gotten in to the, you know, original intent of what it was said about, because lots of people, they're not drawn to the true God. They're just drawn to another idol. They move from the idol of food, and a lot, I know for me personally, I was moving to the idol, the group, the idol of us being a group of people doing the same thing, having the same goal. But, you know, when I think about it, it was no different than those people who were in the Tower of Babel. You know, anything done without the Lord, you know, without the Lord front and center, is eventually bound for disaster. And I'll tell you why, because there is an adversary that makes sure that that is true. The Bible says about Satan is that his purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. And he doesn't, you know, he's not letting up on that. And he will definitely, anything that even seems like is remotely benefiting mankind, he will certainly do his best to destroy it. He will. And so whatever it is that I'm doing now, I must have the covering of the Lord. I am his and he is mine. And I am grateful that these things are true about the Lord. I am his and he is mine. And so, so grateful for that. And so, yes, I do want to be his ambassador. In view of what he has done for me, I want to be there and do that for others. In the digging deeper in the back of the book, the last two bullets ask this question. It says, write a paragraph or two about how compulsive overeating hurts one witness for Jesus. Are you still trying to do how to rationalize your compulsive overeating? Well, the answer to the last one, no. Because with God's grace, I don't have to do that. Today, he has given me the willingness to be disciplined with my food. And I know that when I am disciplined with my food, it has taken away that drunkenness, the mind-alteringness, the distractions that go along with compulsive overeating, the running after the food, the shame of what I ate and being out of control. I don't have that today. And by God's grace, he did that. I know he's done it. You know, he's done it on what's coming up in the middle of August. It's going to be 39 years. And I never, ever would take the credit for that. It's the Lord sending his people to me who told me about him and the grace and the peace that I know about and I feel in my life in his word, what I know from his word. And yes, if I went back to compulsive overeating, my experience has been this, is that I become highly self-centered. all about me, all about what I'm feeling, what I'm doing, what I want to do. Walking, running around like on a squirrel's wheel. That's what my life was like when I was into food. And like I said, for the last 39 years, I'm 76, so half of my life was spent in that way. It's not in that way today, and I'm very, very grateful. And so, no, I am not trying to rationalize compulsive eating. And it says, who have you shared the gospel with lately? Well, I pray that if there's anybody on who heard me today, you heard that gospel message, you know, about the Lord God came down to earth and gave mankind a way to be free of his sins and his shame. He had died a blood sacrifice for mankind, but he overcame death. On that third day, he arose from the dead, and he spent, time on earth telling about preparing his church and his preparation for the church, and now he's back where he belongs in heaven, and we will join him, those who trust in him, put their trust in their faith and their trust in him. And that's the gospel message, and it is the gospel truth. And so if you can hear my voice, if you, are listening right now, if you're in misery, believe me, you do not have to be in misery, regardless of miserable things that might be happening to you. In the years that I have known the Lord, coming up on 35 years in October, that I have certainly gone through suffering. Suffering is just going to be a part of our life here before God takes us away. We live in a fallen world, but even in the suffering, I have had peace, and I have also not been in the food because I'm the Lord. It's him. And I want to be his ambassador, and I want to work for him. And I hope that is true for you too today. If you're not abstinent, I pray that you will put the food down. There's no hope in it. None. Every minute that you're in it, you are wasting precious, beautiful time that God can show you otherwise. Because this is the other thing that's so sad. We have a gift from the Lord when we come to the Lord. When we come into the world, we have talents and abilities that we're beautifully and wonderfully made. We all are. But when we come to know the Lord, God gives us a way that we reach people. And he blesses that. And when we are using that gift to reach people, I know no better life. I don't know any better life. I'm grateful for the life that God has given to me. I'm grateful for the peace that he has made possible for me. But let me pray. Father, I thank you for who you are, what you have done, how you have shown your love to me, how you have shown it to others around me, and how I benefit by seeing that love displayed. I thank you, Father, for the assignment as being your ambassador. Regardless of what is happening in my life, Lord, I pray that I will continue to walk upright and live godly for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, I pray. Amen and amen. And